It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Democratic gubernatorial candidates have had their final debate before the primary, which is 1 week from today. 90.5 WESA's Capitol correspondent Mary Wilson was monitoring events at Drexel University in Philadelphia last night. She joins us now by phone from the Capitol. Mary, good day. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Paul?
Well, thank you. The four remaining Democratic candidates for governor, Tom Wolf, State Treasurer Rob McCord, Congresswoman Allison Schwartz, and Katie McGinty, all taking part in the debate last night. How would you characterize how this debate came off, Mary?
Oh, more of the same. More of the same. And I'll tell you why. We saw kind of the candidates doubling down on their positions as we've seen them in the past, like maybe month and a half, maybe 2 months. I can't remember when this race exactly turned negative, but I think it happened within the past month and a half. There are so few differences among them when it comes to policy, when it comes to, you know, what they say they would actually want to implement as governor, that, you know, they're left to focus on what separates them in terms of personality and experience, and they're doing that, and they're doing it with one guy who's leading the polls, Tom Wolf. His two closest competitors, according to recent polls, Allison Schwartz and Rob McCord, are doing their best to try to, you know, as pollsters, as the parlance goes, pull him back into the pack, and knock off some of his, popular support by calling attention to some of, you know, what they see as shortcomings.
Pull him back into the pack.
Yeah, and what I mean by that, that's a term I'm borrowing from the political scientists who have far more experience than I do watching these kinds of things. But what I mean by that is pointing out what they see as shortcomings in Tom Wolf, who in this case, according to the most recent poll a couple weeks ago, is 25 points ahead of his closest opponent. So he's not acceded to statewide elected office before. He has not held that kind of position. He's been an appointed state revenue secretary, but only 2 years. He has experiences that, you know, McCord and Schwartz are calling to be, you know, bad judgment calls, business practices that are not above reproach. These are things they're trying to call attention to. They're trying to raise all kinds of questions about his character and about his judgment in the final weeks before the primary.
One of the interesting things that has come up, and something that's Mr. McCord, the state treasurer, has been criticized for, is his attack on Tom Wolf for, in McCord's words, failing to denounce racism in York, Pennsylvania in 2001, as well as for business practices that he says created jobs in another state, and for trying to sway voters with feel-good ads. How did Tom Wolf respond to these attacks?
Tom Wolf responded kind of tepidly, I think you could call it, in these debates. He is so far ahead of his opponents, again, according to recent polls, and there will be a couple out. I'm expecting a couple out this week, so maybe that's changed. He doesn't have to go out of his way to defend himself, to appear defensive. He can continue to just stay on message about his own story, which has apparently resonated with voters who have responded to pollsters' questions. He doesn't have to go on the defensive. And most of the time, he hasn't. There was a little bit of pushback where he, you know, said he was going to, you know, actually push back against the suggestions that were being made at the debate at Drexel last night. But for the most part, I think he's continuing to stick to his message about his personal story, his wealth of experience. We heard him speak a lot about, you know, it's a lot of name dropping, right? So there's a lot of mention of how he served in the Peace Corps and he had a business, and always emphasizing the positive.
There was an interesting exchange last night with Congresswoman Schwartz taking off the gloves at one point and saying that Tom Wolf's experience running a building products company does not qualify him to be governor. Listen to what Congresswoman Schwartz says.
We cannot take a risk of someone who is untested, unproven, in bringing leadership to government. It is different than running a business.
And then here is Tom Wolf's response.
I think the implication here is that the qualification that we have for running for public office isn't adequate. Citizenship. I'm a citizen of this state, and actually I've had a very broad experience in things. And I think if I am unqualified, somebody like me is unqualified to hold public office, then I think that's a serious indictment of our democracy.
And that appeared to be, and I would love to hear your thoughts on this, Mary, but that appeared to be about as worked up as Tom Wolf got the whole evening. What would you say?
Yeah, I think you're probably right. That's what stuck out to me. He's got kind of a professor, you know, here's a guy who got a doctorate from MIT. He's got a professorial way of responding even to the most, you know, even to the most barbed attacks against him, on him. I hear two different arguments being used there, though. What Allison Schwartz is arguing when she says that Tom Wolf is untested, she's arguing that it's not a smart strategic move for Democrats to nominate Wolf to go up against Corbett in the primary. What she's saying is that he doesn't have he's not battle tested and mother approved. You know, she's saying that he can't win a general because he hasn't proven that he can win big elections.
He hasn't done enough.
He doesn't have that experience. What Wolf is arguing is something else. He's not arguing that he is battle tested and can therefore win a general election, as Schwartz is arguing. He's arguing that he has the bona fides. He has the experience to be a governor. So he's, you know, overlooking, you know, all the, you know, the tactics and all the kind of the insider's game of who's most likely to win. He's talking about, is this guy qualified to be a governor, you know, setting aside whether he can win an election.
Sure. And really what this comes down to then is which holds more weight, being battle tested politically and having a lot of political experience, having held numerous public offices, or having this real life business experience that Tom Wolf's supporters tout. Mary, you've observed politics in this state for a long time. In this case, in this time, which will work to Tom Wolf's advantage, do you think? Or which works to any candidate's advantage? The real life experience or the political experience, especially in such times when people are so cynical about politicians in general?
I don't think I can answer that. I'm not sure. And you know, you're tooting my own horn for me. I haven't been observing politics long enough in this state to know for sure. I think you might hear much smarter people say that people vote kind of, it's like a pendulum. You know, sometimes people are very averse to politicians, and sometimes people want somebody who's a good operator and who can, you know, work with the legislature to get things done. I think it really depends on the time. Tom Corbett did not come in as a politician. He came in, you know, with a great record of handling public corruption cases and ferreting out abuse of taxpayer dollars among lawmakers and public officials and staffers. You know, he did not come in as a politician, but he's polling horribly right now, obviously. Stubbornly low public approval rating in polls going back to, you know, the beginning of last year, I think. So, you know, I don't know that that's an indicator of whether someone's going to be a good governor. I'm not sure what's going to motivate people this fall at the polls. I'm not even sure what's going to motivate people in the primary. So I'm not sure I have a great answer to that.
That's okay. Sometimes a non-answer can be an answer. Last but not least, and we need to wrap up, but I don't want to overlook Katie McGinty. She has, for all intents and purposes, taken the high road here, refusing to go in with Schwartz and McCord on criticizing Tom Wolf. Is she getting any positive bounce back from that? Any kind of help in the polls from her high road stance?
Not in the poll that came out most recently, but maybe she'll gain a couple points according to, you know, in polls that are due out this week, that have just wrapped up rather and will be released later this week. I just don't know the answer to that yet, but I can't imagine. You know, I think that, to me, my opinion, that's a, that that seems to be a more tactical decision. It doesn't do her any good to sully her reputation and to go negative when she is so far behind in the polls. It just doesn't make sense that she could either catch up to Wolf or the others or pull them so far back into the pack. It just doesn't seem to be a good trade-off. The cost seems to far outstrip the benefit.
90.5 WESA's Capitol correspondent Mary Wilson joining us from Harrisburg. As always, Mary, great thanks.
Thank you.
Coming up, business correspondent Rebecca Harris talks about small businesses and its impact on the economy. That's next as Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.